is coming due. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, boy, you talk about a day when it is rubbed in your face that the infrastructure of the country is absolutely collapsing. We just found out that the package delivery service that we do business with, who is always quick to sue when you publicly name them, which is why I'm not naming them, but apparently they have lost the envelope with some very important documents to my wife, and now it's just thrown us into tremendous confusion and everything. And they're out there saying, we're sorry, but we handed it off to this contractor, and the contractor put it on a truck that was driven by this union guy, and the union guy had to go out and do, and just, there's always an excuse. In this country, there's never end of excuses why things aren't working. And that's become the focus, you know, how to explain why it's not working rather than to get it to work, you know. And yes, I'm in a bad mood because I'm feeling under the weather, and I'm very angry that telephones aren't working, the digital's up and down, my piece of crud Xterra that was made in Tennessee is not handling the weather well either. It's just, it's endless and annoying. Alrighty, so moving right along here. And trying to get my chat room back up and running. Interesting story. As you know, there was a woman at a Texas airport, the TSA, in the process of groping and fondling her and everything, basically exposed her for everybody to see. They took her top off and said, ooh, nice ones. And she sued. And the judge did agree to a nominal payment, as sort of kind of an admission that maybe the TSA had gone a little too far in stripping her topless for everybody at the airport to see. Now, the rumor is the settlement from the TSA was $27 in crumpled singles tucked into the woman's waistband. I'm not sure if that's true, but it sounds about like their mentality over there at the TSA. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this brouhaha up in Canada over a song by Dire Straits called Money for Nothing. Now, this song, this is an old song. It's been around for a long time. Been back from the 1980s. And apparently, the Canadian bureau in charge of controlling everybody's minds has decided that this Dire Straits song is no longer appropriate for broadcast in Canada. Cannot be broadcast anymore. I mean, it's been around for ages and ages. It's actually a very good song. And it's rather notable in that it was one of the very first rock music videos to employ major amounts of computer animation in its creation. So it's kind of historical from my point of view, coming from being a computer animator. I remember when it came out, everybody said, cool, new customers. You know, go over to the rock stars. They got money, especially Michael Jackson. So the song is being banned because it includes in its lyrics the word faggot, which is now declared as inappropriate for broadcast in Canada, even though in Great Britain it means cigarette. So, but never mind, in Canada they're saying, oh, it's a bad word. Therefore, we're not even going to pay attention to the context in which it's being used. It is a bad word, therefore we're going to punish it and penalize and so forth and so on. And the more I think about this, the more... this actually ties into what I was talking about a week ago, about this reporter who got fired from his job at a media outlet because in a meeting, private meeting, not on the air, in a meeting, because of the ACLU's symbolic funeral for the N-word, he asked if it was okay to use the word nigger in commentary anymore, and they fired him just for asking that question in that room. And it seemed kind of this hyper knee-jerk reaction. Everybody said, well, with that word, you know, that's, that may have been appropriate. Well, now it's changing. Now the new word is faggot. We're not supposed to, we're going to call it the F word and the N word and the B word and the D word and the Z word and the silent Q word and all the rest of it. Now I'll explain why this is kind of nonsense when we come back.
Thank you. The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this decision up in Canada. The CBSC panel concluded that because the word faggot is no longer acceptable in Canada, that the Dire Straits song Money for Nothing ought to be banned. Now, when we were talking earlier about this knee-jerk reaction that resulted in the firing of a reporter for asking in a private meeting if it was now acceptable to use the N-word, I commented at that time that we're being trained to look at individual words often to the exclusion of the ideas behind them, that we're all watching what we say so carefully that we think about the word. Is this word okay? Is this word okay? Is this word okay? And we are so busy doing that that we are being trained and conditioned to not think about the larger ideas that multiple words strung together can represent. Now, if you really listen to the song, Money for Nothing, or if you watch the video, you will understand that the word faggot is not meant to attack gays or portray them in a bad light. It is to reflect on the central character of the song, who's a regular Joe working at an appliance store who is insanely jealous of the rock stars. And so the word faggot is in there to basically portray this central character as a very hateful, vindictive, jealous, petty human being. And in that case, it's a perfectly appropriate use. And by the way, remember that the word is in there because the guy who wrote the song put it in there for this character to shout back at him. And it gets back to this idea that I was saying, you know, remember George Orwell in 1984, where he said the whole idea of newspeak was to take words away from the people so that they didn't have the words, they didn't have the handles for the thoughts behind them. That if you took away the words of opposition to the government, that soon the population wouldn't even be able to think of opposition to the government. That was the whole idea behind newspeak. That's what the Canadians are doing right now. They're bringing about newspeak. They're taking away words. And they're going to start with words that people will say, yeah, I guess we could live without that. You know, they started with the N-word. Now they're doing it with the F-word. Soon it'll be with, like, the other F-word, freedom. Or civil rights or liberties. When they start taking those words away, as they're already trying to do here in the United States, when they say, oh, you must only use civil language with the politicians. Well, the politicians are not behaving civilly to us. That's what it is. It's George Orwell's newspeak being brought about. Caller on the line, Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, when people try to excessively stigmatize the word nigger, right, and replace it with euphemisms like saying the N-word, right, now all of a sudden it gives portent or extra meaning to the letter N. Yeah?
Yeah.
So if we totally banish the N-word and we all say N, you see, people will say if you just are spelling the word and you stop at the, let's say, fan, and you spell it F-A-N, right, in the wrong circumstances, a lot of people will start getting offended by that. You can see it happen in advance. You see what I mean?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, the problem is that our media and our politically correct people are always trying to convince people that they ought to be offended by something. Not about the government, not about the wars, not about taxation. You know, we'll tell you what you should be offended about, and you may vent your anger on that. And that's why we've wound up in a country here where torturing human beings is perfectly legal, but cruelty to animals is a crime. Now, to anybody else on the outside looking in, this represents a seriously screwed up society.
And
but,
and everybody's going to be walking around on pins and needles, trying not to offend each other, and this is not, is just going to further polarize everybody.
Oh, it absolutely will. But, you know, what's going on, you know, this is the warning shot. As I've been telling people for a long time, the United States is ready to collapse. We're like a dog that has way too many fleas on it, and the fleas have drawn out all the blood, and the dog is about ready to fall over, and they're looking for a new dog. And there's a new dog on the other side of the border. And they're already in there trying to lay the groundwork for saying, we can do what we want, and you can't say anything bad about it. And I think the biggest, clearest warning sign that we need to pay attention of is apparently Canada's prime minister is out there making speeches about growing anti-Semitism around the world. Now, call me silly, but I thought this guy was paid to take care of Canada.
Right. Why is he concerned about the growing anti-Semitism in the world when he should be concerned about it in Canada?
He should be concerned about the fact that Israel has been using Canadian passports to carry out assassinations in other countries. That makes Canadian tourists targets. Because, you know, the people in these other countries say, oh, the last time we had people from Canada, they came in here and shot up the place, so we're going to treat you badly. Why isn't he worried about that? And the point I'm making is, for those of you in Canada listening to this broadcast on over the Internet right now, because we're out of our shortwave broadcast, but if you're listening to this, please learn from the mistakes of the United States of America. Look at the utter devastation that has been visited upon what used to be the greatest nation on earth. Learn from our mistakes. No government can serve two masters. Save yourselves while you still can. If you don't nip this in the bud, you will be the next bitch for Israel.
One thing about anti-Semitism, too, though, if I'm like, isn't everybody really for themselves, in a sense, like advocates for themselves? And isn't it kind of disingenuous for, like, me as a white person? I mean, I want to treat minorities fair and all that. But really, the only person I can genuinely advocate for is myself. And so, I, in a sense, this constant cry of anti-Semitism is another, mm-hmm. like, subtle form of Jewish supremacy, where now we have to, like, be on pins and needles in our behavior to make sure
that's
we're
exactly
not
right. That's exactly right. It is right. a device to stifle criticism of the nation of Israel, or of Bernie Madoff. I mean, I've had people write to me saying, "Oh, you shouldn't talk about Bernie Madoff. That's just anti-Semitism." But that's nonsense. That's like trying to dismiss criticism of the Nazis by saying, you know, it's anti-Germanism. You know, Germany didn't really do anything wrong. You just hate the German people. Or criticize what's his name in I'm blanking name. The guy who was up there in Milwaukee, the cannibal, whatever the heck his name was.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
And you say, you know, you shouldn't talk about him because that's just hate of the Milwaukee people. And it's completely absurd. But Israel is the only nation that gets away with this thing of saying that any criticism is founded in hate. It isn't. We don't hate people for being Jewish. We hate people for being jerks. We hate people for being criminals. We hate people for walking around with this idea that all the good things in life are supposed to go to them, preferentially, automatically, because God has willed it. We do have a problem with that.
To an extent, let's be honest, you know, Jonah Goldberg wrote a book about the 100 most obnoxious people in the United States. Are you aware of that book?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I had to cough then.
Yeah, well, I went through that book just looking for Jewish surnames, and to tell you the truth, I added up at least 30% of the 100 people, or at least 30-some-odd names, were Jewish people. So it's like, I mean, I think they are overrepresented as people with high IQs, but I also think sometimes they exacerbate by their own behavior, and I think their religion and the Talmud itself leads them to almost create a self-fulfilling prophecy of anti-Semitism by their haughty, sometimes, behavior.
Absolutely no question. It's a repeating cycle. I mean, over
the
last 2,000 years, you look at all the expulsions and persecutions.
Yeah.
And the only common factor in all of those is the manner in which this little group of people treats everybody else around them as automatically subordinate and existing only to serve them. You know, they're the goyim. They are here to support us and to provide us with wealth and so forth and so on. You know, that may have been an appropriate social model 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, but this is the 21st century.
And last thing too, notice there isn't a special term called anti-Amishism. You notice that?
There ought to be. Because they're weird people.
No, they're fine people. And the
yes,
point is,
of course
is,
they are.
They are. And actually, if we all could only emulate the Amish, the world would be a much better place. But the thing is, notice there is no special word for them. And that's what I think the Jewish community can learn from and try to emulate and see kind of and self-police themselves. Is the best way to actually
eradicate. Yeah, but you see, you can't self-police when you start out with this religiously induced belief that you're already perfect and that everybody else is the problem.
And also that their persecutions are always the other's fault and that they had no aspect, like I argue, was the reason Hitler rose out of a fear of what basically Jewish Bolshevism had done to the Russian people, and the Germans did not want them happening in Germany, and so they voted.
No, they
Hitler
didn't, and then of course then you have the bankers, you know, staging that boycott against Germany in 1933.
Yeah,
and you know, of course there was a lot of hate.
Vastly disproportionate amount of those bankers had Jewish last names, and people are not stupid; they see that.
Yeah, so, they absolutely do. And, you know, I mean, if you look at the way the ADL came into existence, you know, you had this guy who rapes and murders this young girl, and he gets convicted, then the governor lets him off scot-free, you know, good buddy-buddy thing, and the public goes and lynches the guy for being the murdering fiend that he is, and the ADL was created to basically protect all future Jewish criminals from the wrath of the public. That's what they exist for. And they're willing to use deception to do it. That's why we have Adam Gadon and Adam Perlman. And it always comes down to the same thing. We're not doing anything wrong. You just hate us just because you like to hate us. That's nonsense. People don't hate without reason. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Ready to go here, and I apologize. I walked away from the microphone here. I had to discuss something with my wife regarding personal matters and infrastructure problems and UPS losing envelopes. Oh, I said their name. Now they're going to be pissed at me. All right. Now, I want to get back and talk a little bit about Israel. Tzipi Livni, their Israel's foreign minister, is up there in Norway and is having conniption fits about all these countries that are all of a sudden recognizing the state of Palestine, and she's throwing a tantrum and saying, "You hate us, you Nazis, you know, and, you know, basically saying that a Palestinian state cannot exist simply by declaring it to be so, which is complete nonsense and hypocrisy, because that's exactly how Israel came into being. David Ben-Gurion went out and said, "We are Israel." The next day, Harry Truman, prodded by Chaim Weizmann, said, "Okay, we recognize you. You're sort of kidney-shaped, aren't you?" And that was the beginning of Israel. That's it. That's how they began. They have yet to draw borders. They have yet to write a constitution. But they consider themselves a real nation. And so now we have, I think it's 5 or 6 nations that have recognized Palestine. More are coming on board. Mexico's going to do it now, apparently. And the and Sippy Livni's out there just having cows about this whole situation. And again, it's that double standard that there's one set of rules for Israel and another set of rules for pretty much everybody else. And this is one of the reasons why people are so angry with Israel. This idea that there's one set of rules for them and everybody else has to have another set of rules. Every other nation has to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Every other nation has to be under controls for nuclear weapons by the United Nations and the IAEA, but not Israel. Israel is exempt. And it's that attitude, that double standard of one set of rules for Israel and another set of rules for everybody else, that underlies most of the hostility and resentment against Israel, because the people of the world, by and large, are very fair-minded. They understand that equality as a principle of interaction between people and nations is the basis for peace and harmony and commerce, that the rules that apply to you must apply to us. And Israel has never felt that way. When the United Nations crafted their partition plan, they said, let's have a state of Israel and a state of Palestine side by side, living in peace and harmony. And Israel said, no, we want it all. We want Jerusalem. There is no Palestine. They don't exist. And then Israel turns around and says, but we demand that you recognize our right to exist. And for all the last 60 years, we could have avoided all the bloodshed and all the wars. And by the way, Israel's apparently crossed the border into Lebanon again. Not in force, just little skirmishes and incursions, but they're getting ready to do that again. All Israel would need to do is to grant to the Palestinians that which Israel demands for itself, a state, a right to exist. That's it. That's all it would take. But Israel's attitude is, they don't have a right, we have a right to exist, they don't. And that really is the crux of the matter. And everybody around the world looks at that and says, no. We acknowledge Israel has a right to exist and a state of their own. Draw the borders and live within it like any other modern civilized nation. But at the same time, we recognize the Palestinians, who were there first, to have a state of their own as well. People have an inherent instinct for fairness and justice. We are a good people, human beings. We are, by and large, once you cut out the sociopaths and the nutcases, like Jared with his skull and altar in the backyard, once you take them out of the equation, your average Homo sapiens has a strong instinct for altruism, fairness, and justice, and a sense of community, that we all must progress together equally and take care of each other. And that's why when we see a people or a government with this attitude of, we're supposed to have all the good things and you're not, we bridle at that. We dig in our heels and we say, no, that's not the way to the future peace and harmony of the world. Meanwhile, Israel is once again out there screaming about attack on Iran. And, as long as Americans are going to pay for it and American kids are going to die in it. And Netanyahu is waving WikiLeaks around as confirming that the Middle East wants America to destroy Iran. So if you had any doubts about WikiLeaks being a Mossad front, that's it right now. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Israel once again trying to get a new war going with Iran, as long as other people are going to fight in it, pay for it, and die for it as well. And Netanyahu is out there saying only a credible military threat led by the U.S. can stop a nuclear Iran. Now, first of all, I want to go back and reiterate one more time. Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. They have signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which the United States has also signed, which grants to Iran the legal right to build power stations and to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes like medical research and medical treatment, which Iran is doing. It obligates them to allow the International Atomic Energy Agency to come in and inspect all their facilities, which Iran has done. Iran has given the IAEA full access. They're building a power station, and they're making the fuel rods for it. It is Israel that has nuclear weapons, will not sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, will not allow IAEA inspections, and they're the ones screaming about Iran is the bad guy. And it's just complete and utter nonsense. And even if Iran decided to build a nuclear weapon, according to Israel's own Mossad head, the guy just resigned, said it would take them at least till 2015 to do it if they started right now full bore with everybody saying, oh, yeah, they're building a nuclear weapon now. The reality is a lot of countries have nuclear weapons. Doesn't mean they use them, because they fear the wrath of the other countries with nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are not offensive. They're defensive. A lot of nations have them. Only one nation has ever actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction on the civilians of another country. And that is, of course, the United States of America at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those are the only times a nuclear nation has used atomic bombs on the civilians of another country. And at the time the United States did that, the United States was the only nation that had nuclear weapons. And they were waving them all over the place and saying, yes, we've got them now. And then as soon as Russia got the nuclear weapons, all of a sudden the U.S. backed off and said, well, you know, we're going to behave ourselves now. The primary reason for Iran to have a nuclear weapon is as a deterrent to discourage Israel, which has nuclear weapons and a history of belligerency, from attacking and invading. I am in favor of Iran having nuclear weapons simply to hold Israel in check. And Israel is out there screaming about, we've got to go kill Iran. Remember, they were the ones, you know, cheerleading the war in Iraq. Remember that whole AIPAC spy scandal, where information was leaking out of the Pentagon through AIPAC to Israel, and at the same time, disinformation, fraudulent documents were coming back from Israel through AIPAC into the Pentagon Office of Special Plans, from there to the White House, from there to the media. All the stuff about, you know, Iraq was buying yellow cake uranium from Niger. That was a complete hoax, complete forgery. Italy investigated and named Michael Ledeen as one of the forgers of those documents. You know, and Israel was out there saying, yeah, go kill Iraq. They've got nuclear weapons. They've got gas. They've got this. We trashed the place and turn out, no, actually they didn't. Iraq was in compliance with the United Nations Security Council resolutions, which gives them one up over Israel, I imagine. Now, Israel's back doing it again. You got to go kill Iran. And now they're basically coming back where Netanyahu is saying, oh, yeah, look at all those WikiLeaks documents. They just tell you that the whole Mideast really secretly wants the United States to destroy Iran. It doesn't matter what they say to their own people or in the media or whatever. We know from the WikiLeaks documents they secretly want the United States to destroy Iran. So if you had any doubts about WikiLeaks being an Israeli and American propaganda stunt, that should settle it right there. Because WikiLeaks documents never say anything negative about Israel, and they support the pro-war agenda. And the American media have made Julian Assange their darling. Washington Post and Time Magazine and New York Times were all waving him around as the hero of the Internet Open Information Revolution, when his website was only 3 months old and before he'd ever actually done anything whatsoever except have a press announcement. Oh yes, he's it. He's the leakmeister. And you have other websites, such as my own, that have been really blowing the whistles on what the U.S. government and Israel were doing wrong for 10 years, and they still don't want to pay any attention. And I don't care if they do or they don't, because we've already got their readers anyway. Now, Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan has basically gone on the record saying that Netanyahu has the worst government in history of Israel, and I think he's absolutely right. I think there's a very real possibility that Israel, like the United States, may collapse, not from enemy attack, not from subversion, but from sheer corruption and mismanagement. I think it's a very, very real possibility. The scary part, of course, is that both the United States leadership and the Israeli leadership, they think a new major global war will get them off the hook, and they are willing to do anything at all to do it, to start it off, including dropping an atomic bomb someplace and saying, oh, they did it. Israel's a master of that. You know, boom, oh, they did it. Go over there. Go kill them. They're the ones who attacked you. And they get caught at it all the time, like the attack on the USS Liberty and the Levant affair. And it's just their standard method of operation here. Now, of course, in the middle of all of this, I didn't even realize we had a caller there. That must have come through. Do we still have a caller on the line? Is John in Tennessee still there? Okay, John in Tennessee, I am sorry I missed the fact that we had callers here. Skype's new interface, the text window is much smaller, and sometimes things can scroll by and I don't see them. So, John, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, well, first of all, another good show with a lot of information today. I called to comment, and I agree with you. These people in Tucson could have done something with this kid that had the shrine or an altar in his backyard. I'd like to bring something to your attention and say that for 104 years, the state of Tennessee has had an exact replica of the Parthenon of Pericles, up to and including a huge statue of Minerva, gold-plated, I might add, with Nike in her hand in a park in Tennessee. So,
yeah, they used that as a location in the movie Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Yeah, please, 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 people, do stop the state because they've got an altar to a foreign god, the goddess of war, in the middle of Nashville on West End.
It's just a tourist attraction. It's just a tourist attraction, and
it's a very
good one, actually. You know,
it's a beautiful building. It really is. But it's there for something much more than a tourist attraction.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. We've got a really bad, bad phone connection here. It is an impressive building, and I frankly was not impressed with Percy Jackson. I'm sorry. Everybody's trying to find the next Harry Potter franchise, and this one I don't think was it. But they did feature that recreated Parthenon in Tennessee, and for architectural fans and history fans to see it as it was supposed to look, and that's a bit of a treat. As far as people putting up statues to gods and altars and stuff like that, it's decoration. It really is. It really is. In the case of Jared Lohner with his little altar in his own backyard, where it's clearly not a tourist attraction, I think it was cause for people to be paying attention to him. And so they knew there was an issue, and they didn't want to deal with him. It was another failure where they just let the accidents happen, then they stand up and they go, harumph, harumph, we've got to do something about this. Well, you were supposed to do something about it before. Gets back to that whole firefighter analogy. You know, our entire government media want to be the firefighter. They show up after the disaster and they look heroic putting out the fire. That's not what we pay taxes for. It's not what we elect a government for. We want a government that prevents the Gulf oil disaster from happening. We want a government that prevents Bernie Madoff from ripping off his investors for $65 billion. We want a government that prevents the mortgage-backed security fraud. We want a government that prevents the mines from caving in and the bridges from collapsing and the floods from happening ahead of time. And maybe you don't get as much gratitude that way, and you don't get to grandstand in front of the media that way, but that is, in fact, your job. And if you're not going to do it, then resign, quit, abdicate, and let some people who really want to take care of this country for the American people move in. We cannot afford a government that places a higher priority on a foreign nation than on our own people. Okay, Mark in Kentucky. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, let me turn this down there, Mike. I wasn't expecting to come on that quick. Okay, now I can talk to you.
Okay.
I was wanting to talk to you about that church that blew up in Egypt there. I've been listening to other talk shows, and they seem to believe that might be a Mossad operation too.
That's the consensus I'm hearing.
And well, it makes all the sense in the world because if you look at it, they're trying to actually separate the Christians from the Muslims and from other Muslims and so on and so forth, just like they did in Iraq.
Absolutely. You know, Israel would love it if all those dumb Christians and all those dumb Muslims kill each other off and get them out of the way. They absolutely would love that.
I don't know about dumb, but I just say that, yeah.
Well, if they fall for it, they're dumb. And right now, there are if they fall for it, then they're dumb. And right now, we got too many people, Christians and Muslims, killing each other right now in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I don't think they're falling for it, though.
If they were smart, they would stand up and say, look, we're not going to do this anymore. That's the smart thing to do. Tell the governments to go for a hike and say, look, you want these people killed, you go in personally and do it. You know, you take all the members of Congress who think this war is such a really good idea, and you give them a rifle, and you parachute them into Iraq and Afghanistan, and you call up the Iraqi and the Afghani and say, look for those brightly colored parachutes coming down out of the sky. Those are the people who want to kill you, and let them deal with it. But not our kids anymore, not our money. Not our country on the line for this stuff anymore. We're in the middle of the beginning of World War III, and we're already losing it, and nobody's got the courage to stand up and say that.
They actually had a service there, and actually Muslims and Christians were at that church and actually had a service with each other. So
good for them.
I don't think they really are falling for it, and there are certain rumblings out. Their government, too, thinks that's a Mossad operation, too. So.
Well, you know, Israel has really kind of messed themselves up, because with the attack on the aid flotilla last May, the embarrassment of Dubai, getting caught with these Canadian passports, the number of cases of these false flags and deceptions are piling up. And even with the entire media being bribed millions of dollars to always talk good about Israel, ordinary people are coming to understand it is a big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement, and they're not willing, to buy into this stuff anymore.
Well, it's happened before in the past, too, with the 1953 Levant affair. I mean, it's a spitting image of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the attack on the USS Liberty, and I am still convinced that the attack on the USS Cole was a Mossad false flag to get us to hate the Yemeni.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to bring that up, and hopefully no one's going to fall for this.
I think fewer and fewer people are falling for it. The danger, of course, is that the maniacs who think that it's their right to steer the future course of World War III, they may think that they're going to try something that is so big and horrendous that we'll just automatically believe it. Remember Hitler's big lie principle? And by the way, if you actually read Mein Kampf, he wasn't recommending its use. He was warning people to watch out for it. The bigger the lie, the more people tend to fall for it. How big a lie would, for example, a nuclear weapon let loose in Chicago or San Francisco be? Huge lie. Oh, it's got to be those gosh darn Arab Muslims. Our own people would never do anything like that, and so forth and so on. And yet we know from Pearl Harbor and from the Gulf of Tonkin and from the USS Maine in Havana Harbor, our people do that kind of stuff.
And the irony of it is, if a bomb like that does go off, it more than likely came from South Africa.
Could very well be, and of course that gets back to Israel, which is where South Africa, got their bombs. And of course, if a big atomic bomb goes off inside this country, it basically underscores that the Department of Homeland Security and TSA have been a complete waste of money all along. And all that fondling and all that radiation sickness was really rather pointless. It made Michael Chertoff and his buddies very, very rich, but it really didn't accomplish anything at all, and it's time to start dumping it all.
That's true.
Well, all right.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go. All right. We're coming to the end of the show. Thank goodness. I'm having a real hard time here. And I'm gonna take a rest and hopefully feel a little bit better for the Friday show. Now, in the middle of all of this Sturm und Drang about Iran and Palestine and Egypt and everything, Netanyahu has basically demanded that the United States government release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard. And I cannot tell you what a terrible mistake that would be. Jonathan Pollard completely undermined the nuclear deterrent that my parents' generation paid $5 trillion to build and you're still paying to maintain. And that's back when $1 trillion was really a lot of money. And Pollard completely undermined that. He took information about America's nuclear deterrent and he sold it for money to Israel. Israel turned around. Remember our good friend in the Middle East? Israel turned around and traded these American nuclear deterrent details to the Soviet Union in exchange for increased emigration quotas from the Soviet Union to Israel. Completely violated the whole reason for having a nuclear deterrent. Had Russia been of a mind to attack the United States at that point, they could have done so with very, very little return damage. They could have done virtual impunity. to stage a nuclear attack on the United States. That's what Israel did to the U.S., and Pollard did it as well. Now, Israel, of course, denied that Pollard was working for them up until 1998. Then they sort of, yeah, okay, you caught us, he's one of ours. And they've made him an Israeli citizen, and he's got streets and schools named after him, and he's a big hero in Israel. Yes, Jonathan Pollard, our poor spy that gave us all those wonderful nuclear secrets that we gave to the Soviet Union. When the Pollard case was being prosecuted, the Secretary of Defense basically stated in his sworn affidavit in the case that he could not think of anything that Pollard could have done that caused more damage to America's defense posture than what he did. The worst of the worst of the worst. And now Israel wants him back. Will our government do it? I hope not, but who knows? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of the show today, and a couple of stories I want to finish up with. As we have commented on from time to time, the major record labels, the Recording Industry Association of America, have a very draconian, overbearing vindictive, if you will, approach to the idea of music piracy. They have gone out with some feel are abusive, overly punitive lawsuits regarding royalties on downloaded music that was downloaded from sources that are not under their control. And I need to preface this next part with a reminder that as a content creator myself, more specifically my wife Claire, who's a composer, my sympathies are with the holders of copyright. They should have control over who gets to copy their music and do things with it and to possibly collect a fee for that copy. So my sympathies are on that side. I think the record labels and the RIAA have mishandled the situation. They've made it a technological game, whereas it should be a moral issue. On the other hand, when you have world leaders, presidents of the United States, who are openly stealing other people's countries, it's hard to convince children that copying a music file is any kind of a big deal. If you want a moral people, you must have moral leadership, and we do not have that. And, of course, hypocrisy is not going to win you any favors. It turns out that Warner Music, Sony BMG Music, EMI, and Universal have lost a lawsuit filed by Canadian music artists to the tune of about $45 million. It seems that these music companies, who are always the first to scream copyright violation, were using copies of the Canadian artists' recordings in these compilation CDs. You know, the best of Canadian Rockies jazz or whatever it is. We've seen these compilation CDs all around, and we sort of presume that the individual artists brought into these compilations are being compensated for the use of the music, and apparently they weren't. Apparently Warner, Sony, EMI, and Universal were simply copying off these Canadian musicians' songs for these compilation CDs and selling them without compensating the artists. So they have been caught engaging in music piracy, and the lawsuit amounted to $45 million. And the money is not the issue. The issue is, again, if you're going to have a set of rules for one group, it must apply to everybody. These executives at Warner, Sony, EMI, and Universal apparently have this attitude, same attitude they have over in Israel. It's one set of rules for us and another set for everybody else. It's okay for us to copy and use music without permission and without paying for it, but it's going to be a crime for everybody else. And they got caught at it. And they're being held up to public scorn and ridicule, as well they should. Because if you want to be out there screaming about your copyrights and ownership of copyrighted content, then you have to give as well as take. And if you're using music by other artists without their permission and without compensation, you know, from this point on, you can't cry and whine about illegal file copying when you're doing it yourself. I remember back when Sony was whining about content protection, and they put this anti-piracy software on their discs, and it turned out they'd stolen that software. Amazing. All right, I'm going to go take some cold medication here and try and be better for tomorrow. Until tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on Republic Broadcasting Network, stay safe, stay well. Careful of those icy winter roads. It's a nightmare out there. And aloha, America.